citizen, run, man. The policeman, he's got a gun. Run, citizen, run, man. The policeman, he's got a gun. Run, citizen, run, man. The policeman, he's got a gun.
On Friday, August the 6th, the Housing Committee of the Anti-Capitalist Convergence, Plaque Logement, held a street festival on an occupied vacant lot. Despite a summer of severe police crackdowns on homeless youth and intensifying gentrification, hundreds still showed up to eat, hang out, give presentations, and offer support to those being swept under the rug. The lot on which the event took place was located just outside Saint-Laurent Metro Station in downtown Montreal. This area was very significant in Plaque Logement's summer campaign. As the summer festivals pour out onto nearby St. Catherine and Saint-Laurent streets, the city administration rushes to clean up any sites for sore eyes, the sex workers, homeless youth, and squeegee punks who typically converge harmlessly around these corners. Just blocks away, police had previously erected a makeshift steel fence around the lot at St. Catherine's and Hotel de Ville, in a square where normally street kids singing and laughing can be found, and now sits cold and empty. This event also took place on the heels of a recent front page article in the Montreal Gazette, which read that homelessness, substance abuse, and being infected with HIV made street youth 11 times more likely to die, primarily of suicide or drug overdose. I spoke with Dan of Plaque Logement in Montreal about the day's activities and their ongoing campaign to defend street youth.
Well, today we have occupied the vacant lot in front of Saint-Laurent Metro in protest to the police repression of the street population of the Ville de Montréal. Right now we're just setting up tarps because it looks like it's going to rain, and we have Food Not Bombs serving delicious, delicious food, and some people from the Rash selling records. And momentarily some workshops are about to commence. I'm personally doing one on the criminalization of poverty in the city, and there's other ones on reappropriation squatting, theft as a political action, knowing your rights when dealing with cops, and racial profiling of the police. Soon the walls will be started to fill up with murals and paint. Afterwards there's going to be a dinner, a reiteration of the workshops, and then music will start. Je ne sais pas trop and two other bands are playing. We have a generator set up, and then Les Lucioles are going to be projecting movies on the wall.
Okay. Now, you mentioned this is a statement against police repression in the city. Maybe you could talk a bit about police repression in the summer, maybe in the context of everything that's happening in Montreal.
Well, since about, I'd say, April, it started to be a lot worse to be on the street in Montreal. Not that it was ever too, too good. The police launched a campaign of ticketing for offenses such as ashing a cigarette, which would land you with a $85 ticket, or spitting on the ground, same fine. Obstruction, which is police talk for panhandling, sitting on the corner, is $138. If you were brave enough to be found again, you'll get a $248 ticket for doing it again. Afterwards, there's been a series of evictions of shanty squatters under the Cache Bridge. The last one was actually last Wednesday. All in all, about 30 people were evicted in the two ones. The other one happened in June. It's just the police's way of clearing out the streets, so all the money that they're putting into it, like 1.3 on St. Catherine's, 7.1 for Vigée Square announced yesterday, and the rich will not be afraid, which is the big fear, is the fear of people on the street. They're afraid. That's why there's security cameras between Saint-Denis, Saguenay, René-Lévesque, and Sherbrooke right now in Operation RoboScam.
What do you perceive as the purpose of those security cameras?
Well, they say it's for dealing with the pushers, those horrible, evil men trying to make their living a dime at a time. But it's to clear the streets, to make sure and identify every single person who is on the street so they can find them and give them tickets for offenses that they catch. No one's in Saguenay Square right now. Why? There's a big security camera right there. No one's sleeping in Barrie. Why? It's all camered up. My friends throughout the thing have been beaten. They've been hit. One friend, who after receiving $1,500 worth of tickets in 3 weeks, in May, was picked up by the police outside the Van Hoots on St. Catherine, driven to Longueuil on the South Shore, let off on the highway and told to get the fuck out of town. This is obscene. We cannot tolerate this. This is why we're here today, to say we will not tolerate this. This is our space. It's been stolen from us in 1997 when public space became municipal parks and a curfew of 11 o'clock was enforced. That isn't right. When there's only a small window of opportunity of sleep every hour, or in the middle of the night you might get 3 hours, and people from the Residents Association of Centre Sud are taking pictures of the people so they can give to the cops and to get the street kids later, that's not correct. No wonder I've been told by all these journalists interviewing me today that, like, people on the street are 11 times more likely to die 11 times faster or something like that, like more violent. Of course it is. When you can't sleep, you don't have food, you have no shelter, and you're daily harassed and hit by cops.
So you mentioned a lot of the police repression that people living on the street are faced with. As Claque Logement, as an organization, how would you say that you're in a position to defend some of these people? What can Claque Logement do for the victims of this repression?
Well, we're here today to try to rally people around and show that we are not afraid. It's harder to fight when you're on the street than like another activist, anarchist, radical, whatever, because most people in this community have homes. And after you fight with the cops, you have the safety to go back to your home. But when you're on the street, you're with the cops 24 hours a day. They can find you. They know where you are. If they want to fuck with you, they'll fuck with you. We want to show people that we are here in solidarity with them. I've spent time on the street. I'm a musician. This is where I make my money. I see the repression every day. What I want to see say to my brothers and sisters on the street that, like, we are here and trying to help. Today we occupy this land. Tomorrow, I don't know, we take down the fences they've erected around the blocks, or we squat BJ Park. I don't know. There's many things that we can do. Outward symbols of our anger and our distaste for the policies of the city. L'optimisation la police de la quartier. This program of giving the police the power to repress the homeless population.
Now, what's the police response to today's action been so far?
Right now I see one cop who's videotaping from the back. It's 2186. I can't remember his name. It's not Paquin, but it's the other commandant. He's a real asshole, but I know from personal experience. But I don't actually see any cops now. I think things are going to be pretty cool until night comes. I say before 11 o'clock we're going to be given the eviction notice.
Last summer when Claque Logement did the tent city in Parc La Fontaine, the police invoked the bylaw pretty brutally that says you can't be in a park after midnight. What are you anticipating to happen later on tonight?
Hopefully not something exactly similar to that, but I think some people might want to fight for this. I don't know. I personally don't feel like going to jail tonight, but I think we're going to be herded out. I just hope that all the equipment that we have, like generators and projectors, make it out safely.
And is this kind of like the first in a series of actions that Claque Logement is doing this summer, or what do you plan on doing after this?
Well, this is our campaign. There's no groups actively doing anti-poverty work with people on the streets right now. It's a necessity because I lived in Toronto for a very long time and saw exactly what happened there with heavy city repression of the street population coupled by heavy provincial repression of the street population with the Safe Streets Act that was passed 2 or 3 years after Harris came into power. Now Toronto, you don't have $2.25 in your pocket, you're arrested. It's illegal to be homeless. Here was Jean Charest. He has the same platform as Mike Harris did. His reengineering the state is just the same as Harris's common sense revolution. And I can see within 2 years, Safe Streets Act being passed here. But now is the time to stop and take a stand and say we are against this and get more and more people against this. People without homes and people with homes. Like, we're all together to stand in solidarity against the state.
Well, thank you.
No problem. Take it easy, but take it back.
This report has been produced for the CKUT Community News Collective in Montreal by Aaron Lakoff. For more information on Claque Logement's housing campaign, call 514-859-9022 or email logement@tactic.org.
It's not about simply them targeting these people. What it is, it's a target against all of us. If we put ourselves in a position where we no longer feel compassion when we walk down the street, and a homeless man is laying there, or a homeless woman, or another person is there, when we can walk by that person or step over that person and not feel sorrow or disgrace for ourselves or anger at the state, then they have defeated us.